Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Hi, this is Ja Davis, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Thank you. All right, welcome, welcome. You're listening to 91.7 FM, Raised by Sound. We are WYXR, and this is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Is it 10 a.m. already? It's 10:06. Close enough. And you just heard the great Kenny Burrell from an excellent record that I was going through the stack, going through the collection, and I was like, man, I forgot I had this. Blue Moods, 1957. I got a cool like Japanese reissue. I think this was probably done. This was probably made in the 70s. You know, just if you can't find the original, or if the original is out of your price point, let's just say that vinyl, I should say. Our friends over in Japan, they always do a great job of reissuing wonderful American treasures from the mid-century, and we love it, folks. And this is no exception. Kenny Burrell with Cecil Payne on baritone saxophone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Doug Watkins bass, and a very boppy Elvin Jones on drums, who would eventually be manning the kit for John Coltrane in a few years from this recording date. But here he sounds very restrained and very boppish, very cool. We do have a Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm not, I'm excited. I'm excited to eat. We're not doing anything really specifically Thanksgiving-oriented on this show today, other than just being thankful for being here and thankful for all this wonderful music that we're going to be playing for you. I'm going to get right into it. I'm going to go from Mr. Kenny Burrell to Mr. Clifford Jordan with a composition called Cliffcraft. Clifford Jordan. Thank you. Mr. Arnett Cobb, the great Arnett Cobb, Mr. Texas tenor himself, one of the great Texas tenors, doing Ghost of a Chance, of course, on his Moving Right Along album, 1960 on Prestige. Killer band. Bobby Timmons, Art Blakey fame on piano, Sam Jones bass, A.T., Art Taylor on the drums. For that, we heard the great Donald Byrd and Gigi Grice. They got together. They like to hang out and write incredible music together. 1957. The first three cuts I played today, all from 1957. I do that all the time, these like little serendipitous things that just sort of inadvertently happen. We played this record all the time. Jazz Lab, 1957 on Columbia. That was Gigi Grice's composition, Nika's Tempo, The Baroness. If you're a budding jazz fan and you see, you keep seeing in compositions with the name Nika, Nika's Dream, Nika this, Nika that, and you're like, well, who's this Nika lady? She was a baroness. She was European royal, whatever you call it, aristocrat, I guess. And she was living in New York in the 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And she was a jazz head, and she hung out with all these guys and funded them, helped them out, and they all wrote songs about her. This is a cool album. It's most of it's quintet with Tommy Flanagan on piano, A.T., Air Taylor on drums, and Wendell Marshall on bass. But that cut is augmented with a few brass players, one of which was Benny Powell on trombone, who was a former teacher of mine. And shout out to Benny Powell. He's passed on, but Benny Powell had a big impact on me. Great man. Before that, Clifford Jordan. Cliffcraft is the name of the composition. It's also named the album, 1957, like I said, on Blue Note. This is some early Clifford Jordan. They called him Cliff Jordan. We play a lot of Clifford Jordan up here. He eventually just went by the full Clifford and made a lot of records for a lot of years, made a lot of great records in the 70s. This is 1957, but he kept on making really killer stuff for a long time. Art Farmer on trumpet, Sonny Clark on piano. Lewis Hayes is on drums. I mean, I cannot read my own writing. I can't even read what I just wrote. Anyway, I don't even know who's on bass. We'll figure it out. We'll tell you about it later. I want to tell you about this record that I just got. It's a new thing, and some friends of mine had already bought it, and it's a new old thing, I should say. But it's Charlie Parker. There's a new Charlie Parker record. Some new Bird just dropped, Mom. This is Bird in Kansas City is what they're calling it. At first I was like, is this just another repackaged thing that they're just trying to get more money out of me? And, well, they did get more money out of me, but it turns out there's some really cool cuts that have not been released ever. This is Bird. It's two sessions mainly. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's two eras, I should say. There's a early 40s, kind of 41 before he, of course, Charlie Parker is from Kansas City. He made his name in New York, but he's originally from Kansas City. Kansas City, Kansas, originally. And then I think he ended up playing in Kansas City, Missouri, and developing his whole thing. But some of these cuts are actually from, I'm going to play you two cuts. They're short, but I'm going to play you two cuts right now. This is actually from 1951. So he's already a big star. He is Bird. He is Charlie Parker at this point. And I don't really know the story. He ends up back in Kansas City and hanging out with a fan, aficionado. And he cut a bunch of tunes. I'm going to play two, like I said. But he cut a bunch of tunes with just a bass player and a drummer. And we don't know who they are. Unknown. But they're very cool. It's a very informal session. And I'm going to play a couple cuts, like I said. I'm going to play you him doing Honeysuckle Rose and him doing Perdido. But it's just kind of him hanging out in a guy's house playing incredible saxophone. So Charlie Bird Parker, here we go. Thank you.
Perdido, Perdido. WYXR for a day of free live music during Raised by Sound Fest Saturday, December 7th in the Central Atrium of Crosstown Concourse, with performances by Blue Tom Review, Heartbreak Hill, Foster Falls, Cutworms, and a Hooray for the Riff Raff solo show. Catch this incredible lineup featuring artists from Memphis and beyond from 1 to 6:30 p.m. More details at raisedbysoundfest.com. Support for WYXR comes from March 1 Music, presenting Billy Strings, performing two nights in Memphis at FedEx Forum, December 6th and 7th. Tickets on sale now. More information at billystrings.com.
Go check out that Billy Strings, man. That kid can play. He is a pickin' dude. And from one pickin' dude to another, I can definitely attest to his skill set. So, yes, go check him out. And also, we got a big show. We got a big show, folks. December 7th, Crosstown Concourse, Raised by Soundfest. This is our big event, and we need you to come hang out with us. Come be a part of it. We got music, 1 to 6:30 p.m. We got a bunch of amazing bands. Find out all about this thing, raisedbysoundfest.com. One more time, raisedbysoundfest.com. And we hope to see you there. We just heard a couple of bop legends, Bebop, the foundational architects of that music that kind of bore out of the post-war period, I should say, or kind of getting out of the swing thing. And you had all these young musicians that were like, hey, we want to do more with this. We want to take this to the next level. We just heard the great Don Byas, and we've played a lot of Don Byas up here, and we probably should play more, but he's a fascinating character because he comes on the scene, blows everybody away. He's like the best tenor player in New York. And then he's like, all right, I'm out. I'm going to Paris. See y'all. I'm going to come back 26 years later in the 70s, play for a couple of years and then pass away. But this is in his heyday, 1945. I've got this Savoy Jam Party. Another tip, if you want to get all those old, cool, early 78s or 10-inchers in one package in the 70s. A lot of these labels would put them together in these like group packages. This is a double album, and it's got all the cool cuts. That's Don Byas's cut called Don B. It's a funny name. Benny Harris on trumpet, Jimmy Jones piano, John Levy bass, and Fred Ratcliffe drums. Very cool swing to bop music. For that, we had heard, I just got this record, and really dig it. Bird in Kansas City. I had to kind of, a couple of friends of mine had to buy it first where I was like, all right, they're trying to sucker me out of some money. This is, actually, I'm really pleased with it. It's a bunch of like unreleased cuts. I'm kind of still just digging that, what we just heard. The first side is all from 1951 at a fan's house. And they're just sitting around. And I mean, I can't imagine. It just blows my mind. And we don't know who the drummer or the bass player, but they're just sitting around listening to Charlie Parker play songs. I mean, it's just too crazy to think about. But we heard him do Honeysuckle Rose and Perdido, and you can tell how informal the setting was. Very cool. We got some more music to play. We're going to do some, we'll look at some James Moody, another great bop artist himself, Mr. James Moody, with One for Nat.
We'll be right back.
All right, Mr. Paul Gonzalez. We've played this record up here before. Really cool album on Jazzland, a.k.a. Riverside, 1966, called Getting Together. That was the title cut. Featured a knockout band, Nat Adderley, of course, who was a big Riverside contributor and player. Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, Wynton Kelly on piano. It doesn't swing harder than that. For that, we heard the great Sonny Stitt with his beautiful rendition of Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark. That's from his Sunny Side of Stitt album, 1959, on the Roost imprint. Jimmy Jones, who was born in Memphis, on piano. Aaron Bell on bass. The great Roy Haynes on drums, who we just lost. We did a little... We played some Roy Haynes last couple of weeks. We've been playing some Roy Haynes. We're gonna continue to honor Roy because the contributions speak for themselves after 99 years on this planet. Mr. James Moody, we heard at the top of the set, one for Nat. This is a 90s thing that came out. It was never released in its day. I don't really know exactly the date. It was cut in the 60s. This was the Los Angeles Jazz Workshop. New York had one too, I believe. But this is definitely was like, I think Chess Records had something to do with this, but this was just an opportunity for musicians to get together and try out compositions and writing and experiment with their work. James Moody, that was his One for Nat composition. Very cool writing. Bunch of people on here I don't know. Howard McGee is featured as trumpet soloist, and that brings us to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for checking in. I want to thank everybody for just being you. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, RaisedBySoundFest.com, December 7th, right here, Crosstown Concourse. Go check that out. Also, Mr. Billy Strings is going to be at the FedEx Forum December 6th or 7th. And 7th? Is he going to be here both days? Mm-hmm. Both days. Wow. He's got 2 days? That's amazing. Go to tickets.wyxr.org. We're going to take you out with some Gloria Coleman and some Soul Sisters. We'll see you next week. Take care. The little bit of 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 the little bit